Illegal immigration strain on U.S. hospitals spikes in recent months. By John Binder on July 17, 2020. While President Trump's border controls have massively reduced illegal immigration strain on American hospitals, there has been a surge in recent months as many southern border communities experience an uptick in Chinese coronavirus cases. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, data obtained by Breitbart News reveals a more than 91% drop in the number of border crossers taken to American hospitals by federal immigration officials compared to daily averages from last year. The massive drop of illegal immigration strain on American hospitals is a direct result of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, Title 42 order that allows federal immigration officials to deport border crossers within hours after their arrival. Last year, for instance, more than 71 border crossers were taken to American hospitals every day. Since March 21, when the CDC's Title 42 order was implemented, less than 6 border crossers are taken to American hospitals on a daily basis. In the first 2 months of Title 42, though, the daily average was even less, with about 4 border crossers being taken to American hospitals every day. Since June 1, that daily average has experienced a 114% increase. In the last month and a half, 337 border crossers have been taken to American hospitals. This indicates that more than 8 border crossers are being taken to American hospitals every day since June 1. A more than doubling of the daily average that federal immigration officials saw in the first 72 days of Title 42's implementation. While communities along the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas and California have seen increases in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases, Reps. Chip Roy, RTX, Paul Gosar, R. Oz, and Ted Budd, RNC, have requested more information from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Specifically, the lawmakers are asking how many border crossers have tested positive for coronavirus. How many coronavirus-positive border crossers are being treated at American hospitals? And how many illegal aliens apprehended 25 miles within the southern border have been admitted to American hospitals? Illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border increased by 41% from May to June, the latest federal data finds. In June, alone, about 30,300 border crossers were apprehended at the border. DHS officials have previously said that only about half of all border crossers are apprehended while the other half successfully illegally enters the country, undetected. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.